Chapter 5. Marius Falls in Love. Many years passed, and by 1828, the inn at Montfermeil, the Sergeant of Waterloo, was closed. The Thénardiers were gone. One day, a young man arrived there, looking for Monsieur Thénardier.
"He left years ago. No one knows where that family is," he was told.
"Monsieur Thénardier saved my father's life at Waterloo," the young man replied. "I must find him and thank him."
For the young man's name was Marius Pontmercy, and he was Georges Pontmercy's only son. As a child, Marius knew nothing about his father. He lived near Paris with his grandfather, Monsieur Gillenormand, and only knew that his grandfather hated his father. Monsieur Gillenormand never wanted his daughter to marry the soldier Georges Pontmercy, who fought for Napoleon. Napoleon lost at Waterloo, and Monsieur Gillenormand hated him too. After Marius's mother died, Monsieur Gillenormand took the little child and never allowed him to see his father. He threw away the loving letters that Pontmercy wrote to his son. When Marius was 17, he began to study at a college in the centre of Paris. One day, his grandfather said,
"Your father is sick and wants to see you."
Marius was surprised. He believed that his father was not interested in him, so he did not love him. By the time Marius arrived, his father was dead.
"Your father loved you very much," the old servant told him. "He came to see you in church every month, but he could never speak to you because of your grandfather."
Then the servant gave Marius a letter. In it was written, "A soldier called Thénardier saved my life at Waterloo. I believe that he was an innkeeper in Montfermeil. If my son ever meets this man, I hope that he will be good to him." After this, Marius began to love his father with all his heart and learned everything that he could about his life as a soldier.
"My father was very brave, and now he's dead," thought Marius sadly.
Then he went to Montfermeil looking for Thénardier. While Marius was gone, his grandfather said to himself,
"That young man is keeping a secret, I'm sure. Maybe he's fallen in love."
He found a letter in Marius's room and was sure that it was a love letter. But it was Georges Pontmercy's letter. Monsieur Gillenormand was very angry, and when Marius came home, they argued.
"If you take Pontmercy's side and Napoleon's against our king, you must leave this house," shouted Monsieur Gillenormand.
"Down with the king," Marius shouted back.
His grandfather turned white.
"Get out of this house," he ordered.
Marius left without knowing where he was going. He had 30 francs and a few clothes in a bag. He arrived in the centre of Paris and still did not know what to do. Suddenly, he heard a young man call out,
"Marius Pontmercy!"
Marius stared at him.
"Who are you?" he said.
"My name is Courfeyrac. I study at the same college as you. And these are my friends. Where do you live?"
"Nowhere," answered Marius. "Right now, I have nowhere to go."
Then come and live with me and my friends, said Courfeyrac, smiling.
Courfeyrac and his friends were clever young men with wild ideas about revolution. They argued that it was wrong for France to have a king again. Marius was poor, and his stomach was often empty, but his head was filled with confusing new ideas. For 3 years, Marius studied hard, and finally he got a job and a room of his own. He was still very poor, but he was pleased that he never borrowed money from anyone. He often thought about his father.
One day, I'll find the brave man that saved his life, and I'll be good to him, he promised himself.
Marius was now a handsome young man of 20, with black hair and a thoughtful face. He loved to take long walks in the Luxembourg Gardens, dreaming. He never noticed the young women turning to look at him until one day he saw a beautiful girl on a seat next to a white-haired man. Her smile was like sunlight, and her voice was like music. Marius passed near the seat, and his eyes met hers.
She's an angel, he breathed.
After this, Marius went to the Luxembourg Gardens at the same time every day, and the beautiful young woman was always there with her father. Once, as Marius walked near their seat, they got up and came towards him. His heart was beating fast. His angel was coming. As she passed him, the girl lifted her eyes and looked at him sweetly. She was more beautiful than ever. From that moment, Marius's love grew. He dreamed of his angel every night. Then he wanted more. He wanted to know where she lived. So one day he followed her and her father home and watched them go inside a building.
Did the man from the first floor just come in? Marius asked the doorman.
No, the man on the third floor, said the doorman.
Marius looked up at the windows on the third floor, his heart full of love. The next day, he followed the couple home again, and this time the father turned to look at him before going inside. After that, they never came to the Luxembourg Gardens again. Marius went to their house, but the windows on the third floor were dark.
They've moved, the doorman told him. I don't know where to.
With a terrible pain in his heart, Marius walked home.